Good morning, you listen to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Amy Gilmore, the show director with Surfaces, an Informa show that's 5.5 weeks from now. Amy, how you doing?
Great. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. Good to catch up with you here. Christmas is 1 week from today, so it's a good time to talk about what's going to happen 5.5 weeks from now as we take a few days off next week, right?
Yeah.
A little background on you. You've been working with this show for 19 years, so a big part of your career. Prior to doing this, you actually started your career, looks like, with Xerox, and then got in the magazine
yes.
business and Hanley Wood, and then Hanley Wood was bought by Informa. So this is a big focus for you. Latter part of January is probably your most intense time of the year, right?
It is, yes.
A little background on the show. This is its 36th year. It got started in 1990. Floor Focus got started in 92, so you're older than the magazine. And it's going to happen January 26th to the 29th. It's at the Mandalay Bay, as usual. The show was started by the WFCA. It was purchased by Hanley Wood in 2000 for $40 million. And it's continued to be the premier show for residential flooring.
That's correct.
Well, I asked ChatGPT this morning, why should I go to Surfaces? And it came back that the number one reason was to see new products and new innovative offerings. And the second reason was to attend some education and get better at your skill set. The third reason was to build your network. The fourth reason was to stay ahead of trends. And the fifth reason was to see the live demos. Pretty interesting, huh?
Yes, those are great answers.
Tell us, first off, what's your anticipated, how many people do you think are going to come to Vegas on January the 25th?
We are continuing with our registration. Registration open in September, going right up until the show. Right now, we're looking really strong with our audience, looking at all of the important demographics, the retailers, the distributors, the designers and architects. So we're looking really good. Our exhibitors are also inviting their customers to come to their booths. So we're really excited at the momentum that this show has. I think we're going to also have a lot of new attendees that are coming to the show that may never have been there before.
Just running back through our recap on the shows in the past, it usually brings around 20,000 people, right?
Correct.
And you think it's going to be as strong as times past?
Yeah, that's what the numbers are telling us right now when we look at registrations. We also look at hotel bookings. All of those things together look for a strong January event.
Yeah. You know, some people would say, hey, you know, this is the third year of some challenging times in the residential side of the flooring business, just based on the lack of housing turnover. So maybe I'll skip it. But actually, the fact is that now is the time to go when things are where they are, because you can network and learn from other people and be on top of the game, right?
Right. And a lot of exhibitors are putting time and effort into new products and bringing them to market and to really showcase what they have and what they can give to the industry to drive their business and better their businesses. And then you can also attend education. You can see things on the show floor on marketing and sales and how can I be better at my job and in my business.
So tell me, what are some things not to miss as we're trying to put some things on our calendar?
I would say this is the second year in a row that we're doing it. It is the manufacturers panel, state of the industry. It's going to kick off the show on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. It's open to anybody that wants to attend. And it has a lot of the key players in the industry. It's going to be a really great session to really talk about what's going on out there. Obviously, the exhibitors' booths, those are what drives the show and the new products and new product introductions and what's hot and all of the R&D that's been going on over the years. We want to really showcase what the exhibitors are doing.
Don't you have some awards you're giving out? Like there's an installer award. Tell us a little bit about what's going on there.
We do want to showcase the best of the best in the installation industry. We have regional competitions. We have four of them throughout the year in different parts of the country. And we bring the winners of those to the show. And so there's one in wood. There's one in carpet from each of those regional events. They come to the show and all eight of them compete to be the best of the best. And they win a big award on Thursday morning that we will announce. So that's really exciting and And I went to one of the regional events, and they try so hard. They work so hard and really showcase their craft. And we want to celebrate that. And we work really closely with Mohawk and with our other sponsors to really put that program in place.
Now, this show is running concurrently with the Las Vegas World Market, right?
That's correct.
So if you want to catch up on some furnishings while you're also checking up on flooring, you can run across town. So that's an additional draw.
It is. We have a partnership with them. So you can register for each of our events through one another's website. We also have list codes. So if you're at their event, you want to they want to come to Surfaces or vice versa. We do have a code on our website that will be published, and we want to cover the cost of that to make it really easy to go between the events.
All right. Anything else we haven't drawn attention to? I would like
That's
to
fine.
Mention that we're announcing our Emerging Professionals winners. We enjoy partnering with you on that. That's always a fun contest.
We're certainly glad to be a part of that and announce that at the show.
Probably should mention, too, that show starts on Tuesday as far as exhibit, but there's education on Monday. If you want to come to Vegas, get acclimated, because it is Western time. Maybe the best thing to do be come a day early and go to the Sphere. You can see the Eagles or Wizard of Oz. Lots going on in town, right?
Definitely. I would suggest making restaurant reservations now if you've not already, and make your plans and register, make your hotel reservations, and we will see you in Las Vegas.
All right, Amy. It's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Amy Gilmore, the director of Surfaces in Las Vegas, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.